The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Michelle joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Michelle. We're great.
We're good. We're good, Michelle. You're really chipper for someone who's been blown off and had their heart stomped on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have y'all to help me out figure this out, so I'm excited.
Well, then you definitely shouldn't be that excited. Michelle, tell us the problem. Who's blowing you off? What's the dude's name? Tell us, you know, your whole sad story.
Okay, so his name is Chris.
Uh-huh.
And I met him out at the mall, and he seemed like a really cool guy. He came up to me, and we started, you know, chatting. And then he asked me for my number, and I was like, all right, well, that's nice. And I mean, how often do you hear that people come up to you and say nice things? And actually,
almost never, really, personally.
I mean, at the mall, you know, now it's all about, you know, Tinder and all the other crap stuff.
Right.
But anyway, right.
So went out, had a good time, everything, feeling the vibes. So off of that, you know, it's YOLO. I hooked up with him.
Got it.
Maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know, but I did, and I thought everything was cool because he didn't come off as the type to be like, you know, just hit it, quit it.
But, no, I get it.
Right.
I get it.
But unfortunately, that seems to be where we're at, is hit it and quit it. And I'm like, I don't understand why.
I see.
We got along so well, and I need your help.
And you've reached out to him and said, hey, let's hit it and not quit it, or?
I'm not getting any answers. I'm just not getting any kind of return calls or anything. Just blown off.
How long has it been since the last time you talked to him?
It's been maybe close to a week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you said his name's Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we call Chris and find out why he's being a jerkwad, and
that's
see
right.
you see if we'll figure. Because evidently he liked you. I mean, you hooked up with him, so
yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully,
I mean, it was a lot of fun.
No, yeah, no, I imagine it. I imagine it was. Otherwise, you wouldn't want to do it again. All right, good. All right, well,
yeah,
listen,
let's do it.
Don't say anything. I know it's gonna be tough for you. You're in a very good mood, but don't say anything when we talk to him. We're gonna do all the work here.
All right.
Who's this?
Chris, it's Mark K. and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Oh. hello?
Yeah, so first of all, we should point out we're on the radio, so A, please don't cuss. And second of all, no, that's
why are you calling me?
I know. You know what? We get that reaction a lot.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah. Megan, tell them why we're calling.
We're calling you because we talked to a girl that you went out with named Michelle. Remember her? You met her at the mall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she said she really enjoyed her time with you and she wants to see you again, but she can't get a hold of you. Is there a reason why you're blowing her off?
Yeah, you're totally like dissing her.
Oh, man. Wait. Wait, what did... So wait, I'm sorry. This is just weird. Why did she tell you to call me?
No, she didn't tell us. She just said, "Hey, I met this guy. I really like him, and he's blowing me off." So we took it upon ourselves to call you and see if we could maybe figure out if there's something that she did she doesn't know about, or there's something about her that.
Dude. yeah, man, I'm just not feeling it, bro. I don't know what other way to. To say it. Just,
right, but is there some particular reason you're not feeling it? Did she do or say something? Does
something
she
had to have happened.
Have like a club foot or something?
Dude. All right, man. Dude, look. Dude, she hooked up with her cousin.
She did what?
Seriously. Dude, she hooked up with her cousin. She told me she hooked up with her cousin. She's like 16 or something like that. Like,
ew, what?
Dude.
You're taking that all out of context now. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that's why you're not even trying to talk with me anymore.
Oh, my
you're
God, that's her, right? That's
all out of context. I mean, we were teenagers.
Michelle,
and we awkward, never had kids before.
Okay, hold on one second. You hooked up with your cousin?
I kissed my cousin. No hooking up. I kissed my cousin. We were teenagers, young teenagers, and... Like I said, awkward, you know, never kissed anybody before. And so, in a sense of practicing, It was nothing sexual, anything like that. It never happened again. Oh,
right.
My God.
So,
I can't believe I told you that. And then you're just going to use that against me.
I can't believe
really?
You did
For real?
That.
How does this come up, like, on a first date?
Yeah, why did you?
I mean, he was easy to talk to.
Yeah.
And it just flowed. And we were talking about a situation, like things that are embarrassing or certain awkward stuff that you may have done when you're younger. And
yeah.
I told him this. I mean, and he's using it against me. Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, dude, come on. I'm a good person, nice person, and we had a lot of fun. I thought we were better than that.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
But, Chris, you didn't like that she hooked up with her cousin.
Dude, I hooked up with my neighbor. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about, like, early experiences and stuff. Like, we had, like, really good conversations. Dude, like, I hooked up with my neighbor, and she tells me she hooked up with her cousin. Like, that ain't the same.
No, I agree.
Same thing, dude. That's not even in the same stratosphere.
It's pretty
that's
gross.
Like, yeah, dude. Like, I hooked up with a girl. The girl lives two houses down, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I hooked up with my my mom's nephew." Like, come on.
Okay, so I. Okay, yeah. This is all a little. Michelle, so when you say you hooked up with your cousin, this was like a guy cousin, I'm assuming.
It is a guy cousin, and it was a kiss.
And that was it.
I mean, there might have been, you know. A little groping,
nothing below the border,
things like that. Yeah, I mean,
so you let your cousin grope you when you were a teenager?
Oh my God!
It was
to all the people in your school, all the people like was, that you grow up with, all the people in your neighborhood. Like, and you go there. Like, who goes there?
Neighbor,
okay,
I told you we were awkward, like weird.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I wasn't Miss Popular like you.
Yeah, Chris, you seem like you were Miss Popular.
How many people in the world? Like, I don't get it.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Now that I hear this, you're so judgmental that maybe I'm so disgusted with myself that I hooked up with you.
Like, you know that.
Maybe you could call your cousin.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, dude.
Okay.
And you see them now. What's it like now? Like, that's so weird. Like, you see them still. Like, what? Ew.
Yeah, totally weird. Sorry, Michelle. That's creepy.
Michelle, was it only the one time you hooked up with your cousin?
Yes. And was it hooked up? It was a kiss.
I don't buy it, bro.
Okay.
I mean, kissing and groping, I feel like, means hooking up.
I mean, all right. Okay, so Chris, you're not interested at all because when Michelle was a teenager, she kissed her cousin and let him grope her.
Dude, I can't shake that. That's
okay.
It's so bizarre to me.
Totally.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, we get it, man. We get it. All right, listen. All right, look, Chris, we appreciate your time. Michelle?
Yes.
All right, well, there's your answer. And maybe, you know, next time, don't say anything about that.
Leave that fun fact out of the conversation.
I mean, keep that skeleton in the closet.
He's going to be so close-minded. He seemed like he was very open-minded.
No, well.
Now I see
that.
I'm not into that, dude.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.